even if you're not sensitive, don't consider yourself an empath or anything, a lot of times we have the ability to at least tell when there's another person around. Even if you can't hear them, maybe you can't even see them. Sometimes you could be alone in a room and you just know there's somebody else there. I'm not talking about ghosts. I'm talking about just a presence, just someone there. And sometimes we're alone in rooms and there's not another person there, but you can still sense there's something there. It's like the bottom, I think, of the scale of sensitivity that I think most people have. And then it just kind of goes up from there to all the way of seeing things, hearing things, knowing things that they otherwise shouldn't know. It can go on and on. But at the very bottom is just that feeling of there's somebody there. We all know what that is. And it can be very unsettling, especially when we know that it's impossible for another person to be there. You got doors locked around you. There's no way anyone could come up from that direction. It's a wall. It's a dead end. What is going on? Why is there something there? Why am I feeling this way? And then even worse, why did I just see that back there? What is that? Who is that? What do they want? All these things can run through your mind. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode 240, we hear stories like that of presences that have come back. Not necessarily people. You may think it is at first, but once you do some deductive reasoning, you realize there ain't no human that could be where I'm seeing that, feeling that, hearing that. So what is that? That's what we are going to examine. Here's a story of a grandfather returning to protect a grandchild, even though they never had a connection in life. Also a romantic weekend for a couple. It turns pretty dark when they discover they're not alone in their lodge. Even seeing and experiencing some pretty dark things. At least one of them does. What do you do when your workplace is haunted, but you're the only one that sees the ghosts? You got those stories and a couple more. It's a good episode. You can bear with my voice. That's kind of not at its full potential at this moment because I'm dealing with a version of the flu. But hey, the show must go on. We got some great ghost stories for you this week. From Real Ghost Stories Online, I am Tony Brewski. This is EPP bonus episode number 240. Stay with us. It's a very common fear when you're a child. You have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Get up. Go there. Get back into bed. Boogeyman. What's out there? What is beyond the safety of those blankets and that bed that you're resting in? Could there be something out there lurking, waiting for you? Sometimes it can manifest itself when you're still on your bed, just hanging your arm off the side. Sometimes that's just too much and a bridge too far. But what happens when you're in your bed and you see the boogeyman out there, but you still got to go? You just got to go and you can't help it. That boogeyman's out there. You see him day after day, year after year. He doesn't really do anything to you, but he's just there. He just watches. Eventually, it kind of becomes normal. It's part of life. Can you imagine the boogeyman becoming a normal thing as a child? Not just like, oh gosh, I get this fear every now and then, but there he is again. It just becomes complacent. In our next story, that's essentially what happens. That boogeyman's out there. He's seen. He's experienced. And he just becomes not so paranormal anymore. Take a listen. I've always been a sensitive person when it comes to the paranormal, more so when I was younger. But back to the story. It was when I was young, maybe about 3 or 4 years old, and I was living in a block apartment with my mom and my older sister. The apartment we were living in had this lingering dread. He just felt a chill there he couldn't shake off. Even my mom couldn't sleep without having the light in the bathroom turned on at night. Just to have a night light. I shared a bedroom with my sister. We had a bunk bed that we shared. My sister had the top bunk. I had the bottom bunk. I can't say when this started happening, but it feels like he had always been there. This man, I'll never forget his face. He looked so tired and pale. His eyes were sunken, and he had really thin, gray, whitish hair. His eyes felt dead. You could see the pupils, but not the color of his eyes. It was like the color was missing. The haunting normally happened when I was sleeping, and I would just wake up and get this really strong feeling of fear and dread. I used to sleep facing the wall. And if I dared look behind me, there he was, just watching me, unblinking. And like any young boy, I hid under the covers. Then came the slow breathing, sounding like someone with asthma trying not to cough. I would cover my ears and not my eyes to make the sound stop. I still sometimes wake finding myself covering my ears out of old habits or trauma. Sometimes I wake up from my sister climbing down the bunk to use the bathroom. I'd look and see the man looking at her climbing down and then follow her out of the bedroom. And if I weren't already awake, I'd wake up to go to the bathroom, which happened every night like clockwork. Going to the bathroom was the worst part because I had to go out of bed and walk there. For some reason, he never was in my bedroom at that point, so I would walk out of my bedroom, ever so cautious. Sometimes I'd see this man in the living room, sitting in a fetal position, hugging his knees and rocking back and forth, looking at the wall, and sometimes he just wasn't anywhere to be seen. So I'd sneak into the bathroom, do what I had to do, and when I was done, turn to the doorway. He was there. He would just stand there by the doorway, staring at me with those empty eyes. I felt like a prey cornered by a wild animal, overwhelmed by fear. I'd just scream and cry. My mom would come running and get me and calm me down. This went on more than I could remember until it just stopped. And I never wondered why. I was just glad I felt not afraid anymore. And in my teens, I brought it up with my mother. And I asked, what do you think made it just stop? My mom went pale. She looked at me. She said that one night she went to the bathroom. And what scared my mom the most That's going to wrap up the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 240 of Real Ghost Stories Online. To hear the rest of the stories, become an EPP, extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com. Get access to every single bonus episode that we have. Advanced access to all of the regular episodes. Get those out there weeks before they go public. And other exclusives as well, like a free e-copy of our book. Yes, you get the e-copy to read anywhere you want. It's a $14 value. It's an Amazon bestseller. That's another bonus perk of being an EPP, extra podcast person, through ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month is all it is. Keep us on the air. Ghostpodcast.com. Support the show. And thank you in advance for that. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.